Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the government's good news on easing restrictions has sparked a surge in hotel bookings, according to the Irish Hotel Federation. Hotels, B&Bs and guesthouses will be allowed to welcome guests from June 2nd, and bookings for that month are already healthy, it appears. However, Sinn Féin has criticised the government for failing to replace the stay and spend scheme with another initiative that would provide stimulus to the hospitality and tourism sectors in the months ahead. Well, to discuss that and the wider hospitality sector, I'm joined now by Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on enterprise, and by Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on tourism. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Louise, I'll start with yourself, because Sinn Féin has described the stay and spend scheme as an abject failure. But when it was introduced, and for people who may not remember the details, it was introduced to boost spending in pubs and hotels, and it was due to run from October 2020. But of course, just as it was due to run, really, a lot of the country was forced to close down due to COVID restrictions. So on that basis, we never really tested it, did we? How can we say it was an abject failure?
Well, I think the evidence speaks for itself. Nobody engaged with the scheme, and anyone that I spoke to that tried to use it, they were, you know, very much of the opinion that it was cumbersome, that it wasn't user-friendly. But I suppose furthermore, and this was something that we had discussed at the time and something that we would have been quite critical of at the time, it excluded a huge amount of people. So, you know, it was all right for people who were earning and had money, because it was based, it was tax-back type scheme, you know, so less than 2% of the money that the government allocated for it was drawn down. But that's because it excluded the people who would need it most, people like carers, people, you know, who would be in receipt of disability benefit. Anyone on a low income was effectively excluded from the government scheme. But we said that at the time. So they never really produced a scheme that was fit for purpose. So I don't think it would be fair to say, you know, that the reason it failed was because of the restrictions. That's a huge part of it. Of course it is. But I mean, another factor that can't be ignored is it was an elitist scheme from the start. It was never designed to deliver for ordinary people at all. It was simply designed for those who already had the money.
Okay, well, let me put that to Cathal Crowe. Do you accept, Cathal? I know we didn't get to test it in for any huge amount of time, but do you accept the stay and spend scheme was a failure, or was it was destined to fail at least?
No, I certainly wouldn't. What happened was it was underutilised for a very simple reason. This scheme was devised to run from the 1st of October right through to the 30th of April. Now, within that period, with the exception of a short few weeks, we were largely in level 5 restrictions, meaning there was very few places to go, to stay, to spend your money. So what we've seen, going by the revenue, the most recent data collected by revenue, is that 61,000 receipts or thereabouts were actually presented, okay, with a total value of 10 million. And a claimable balance of around 2 million. So its success was limited, I would say, by restrictions and not by how it was devised or constructed.
Okay. Louise, whether or not it would have been a success, I suppose none of us really know, or indeed a failure. That's not what you want to see happen now. You want to see a voucher scheme, or Sinn Féin wants to see a voucher scheme put in place. Tell me about that and why you think that's necessary.
Yeah, so what we want to see is effectively a stimulus package for the tourism and hospitality sector. It's a sector that has been closed for effectively most of the last 14 months. It's a sector that needs some certainty. And we also, I think, want a scheme that's going to include everybody. You know, that's going to include people, and people on low incomes, people who are you know, doing the job of family carers. All of those people were excluded from the government scheme. We'd like to see a more inclusive scheme. Now, and if you just look at the money, the government put €270 million aside for their scheme, and €2 million is all that was drawn down from that. So that's, you know, effectively 1% of the money. So we would like to see a stimulus package for the tourism and hospitality sector that also benefits everybody.
Using that fund that hasn't been used as far as we know.
Yeah, exactly. And something simple like, you know, people who maybe aren't back to work themselves, you know, they're looking at the news tonight and they're seeing the country is opening up and they're thinking, I'd like to be part of that. What this will do effectively, it'll give them some money to maybe bring the kids to the zoo or, you know, into town, or, you know, to Tato Park or to somewhere like that, you know, that so that everybody can participate participate. I think the biggest failure of the government scheme was actually the exclusive and elitist nature of it, the fact that it did exclude ordinary working people. It was grand for high earners.
You've made that point. You didn't agree with the basis of the last scheme. But some of our listeners are questioning whether or not there's any need for a new scheme. I mean, I said just when we began this item, I mentioned that hotel bookings apparently are going very, very well for June already. We've got a texter here saying the Sinn Féin proposal to give vouchers is a gimmick. Why would people need an incentive to go out? It's a waste of money. I'd rather know more about Sinn Féin's tax and spend policies that will cripple businesses the length and breadth of the country, says this person.
Indeed, and that's why we consulted with the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Sarah. You know, this is not something that we just dreamed up. The industry themselves say that they want something like this. And we want, if there's going to be a scheme, and the government had said initially that there was going to be a scheme, they have now withdrawn it because they failed
not
to
true.
Devise
no,
a
no,
scheme
no.
that would work. So if there is going to be a scheme, what we believe is that the scheme should be inclusive. But we also
Louise, I just interrupt you there. The Hotels Federation, Carl, I'll bring you in a second, but who did you say you consulted with, Louise?
The Tourism Industry Confederation. And,
okay.
Also with, you know, with people who are involved in the industry as well directly.
Yeah, but is it any surprise that they would be saying to you, we'd love some scheme that would give people more money to spend in our businesses? You know, they might like to have that happen, but the question, I suppose, is whether or not they need to have that happen, because we know we're facing into a tough couple of months, don't we? Not months, perhaps much longer than that.
No, bearing in mind, you know, for the vast majority of these, you're talking about small to medium enterprises, small family-run businesses, the type of people who, you know, have debt that is going to be waiting for them. So we know figures that I obtained very recently that we reckon, the government reckons there's about €1 billion in warehouse debt for small to medium enterprises. So this is going to help them sustainably reopen, because this is the thing, when you talk to anyone in industry, they will tell you, yo-yoing in and out of lockdown, opening up and closing down, that's what's crucifying them. So what they want is some sort of certainty.
I'd like to bring Cahill back in there again. Yeah, Cahill?
Yeah, I'd like to respond. So, first of all, this whole lark of elitism and division, that's nonsense. And that's the kind of politics I hear in the Dáil every day. And that does nothing to get this country back on its feet right now. Not at all, no. And that's tripe, and you know it.
So
go in, there's no door shut on supports here. And that has been made very clear by government all week. And what we've been told by the Taoiseach, there is no cliff edge. No one's going to be dropped off. I'm just after coming in the road earlier this evening from Bunratty Castle and Folk Park in my constituency. First time it's been opened in months. The staff are thrilled. The place is thriving out there, even though it's day one of reopening. What people want, it's not necessarily a voucher scheme. It's a range of supports that ensure that businesses, when they do start to reopen, they're supported. Yeah, during summer, but in particular, what the sector is saying is the shoulder season. It's when kids go back to school. It's the bleak trading months of most autumn and winter. And that's really what government is looking at.
And would it be good then, Cathal, do you think, to have a voucher scheme for that period, as you say, the shoulder season?
That could very well be one of the supports. But what's being looked at the moment is an economic recovery plan. It needs to look beyond the summer, and it needs to look beyond vouchers. The very incentive is there to spend now for many, because places are starting to reopen. You know, people want to get as soon as they can to their local pub, their local restaurant, their local outdoor attraction. So there is a societal incentive there already to go out and get there as quick as we can.
Mm.
But we need our supports, sector-specific supports. I'm spokesperson on aviation tourism. These happen to be probably the two most damaged sectors during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah,
they're going to need specific support.
They absolutely will, Cahill, but I'm not clear.
It
seems to me that, a lot more, maybe that's the answer to my question, a lot more than just vouchers. So does that mean that you agree with the idea of vouchers? And if so, at what scale would you be considering it? Would you agree with Sinn Féin's proposal that 270 million euro that was expected to go in the stay and spend scheme should now be diverted to a voucher scheme for hospitality?
Vouchers are just one element that need to be looked at here. There's two sectors. In fact, there's probably more sectors if we were to have longer to talk about. But we're talking about two sectors here this evening. And they just got a great announcement yesterday in tourism and hospitality. That is a roadmap for recovery and reopening. And I think we need to lay the economic foundations now to ensure that beyond opening the doors and having a new lick of paint on the front door, that there's actually support to them. That's been looked at in government and examined. And it's in particular, I think the shoulder season is what most people dread. There is a plan to get international aviation back and people flying back into Ireland and out of it. We will hopefully have a good domestic tourism season like last year. But when that trails off in the autumn, which it will, which it will. And that's the very plan we need and we're working on.
But we don't have any specifics on that at the moment, do we? So what I'm hearing from you is that, yes, there will be a voucher scheme at least looked at. That is something, although you haven't given me any idea of the scale of what you'd be looking at in terms of the spend on that. But that's something that would be considered for the shoulder season and other supports on top of that.
Yes? We too are engaging with the sector, and vouchers haven't featured in any dialogue I have on a daily basis. They talk about, no, the types of supports they talk about will be keeping the lower VAT rate, EWSS continuing on. These are the kind of supports I'm hearing. Now, vouchers can certainly be examined, but to say that's been struck off and it's gone, yes, the old scheme expires at the end of April. But we're into a very new phase here, a phase of reopening, a phase of new support.
I'll bring yourself back in, Louise. First of all, on the timing of this, would you agree that if there is a need for something, it's not now, it's later in the season, it's when the summer is over and people sort of go back to work and the shoulder season, as it's called?
Yeah, no, the shoulder season is absolutely critical. Of course it is. But we also can't lose sight of the fact that there will be some families who won't be able to participate in the reopening because they just don't have the money. And, I mean, you know, Cathal is right in one respect. You know, vouchers are only part of it. But when you talk to the sector, that yes, they need the support. They absolutely need it. They want to know what's happening, by the way, from the 1st of July onwards, and the government has given no certainty in that regard. But they also talk in terms of stimulus. And there has to be stimulus as well as supports, because we need to have the industry back working and back thriving. You know, there isn't a plan as yet for the aviation sector. I'd like to see one, of course I would, because it's absolutely essential. We can't lose the connectivity. We absolutely need it, not just for tourism.
And
when
you say stimulus, what are you talking about?
Exactly, putting money into people's pockets so they can spend. That's what the voucher scheme is intended to do. It's intended to act as a stimulus. And yes, I think it could be deployed during the shoulder season, where that is extremely important. But we also need to look at, you know, in the short to medium term for families, that they would also get the opportunity to benefit from it. But I think when the government discontinued the scheme, what it's reported in the paper today, what Pascal Donoghue has said is they're not looking at anything that's going to be like it. I would be very welcome. I would welcome very much if they were to examine this and to, you know, to open up some dialogue with it, and actually not to play mess and politics with it, but to simply look at it as a suggestion, as a stimulus package, as part of the stimulus
and
package.
And Cathal does seem to be suggesting it will be looked at, or something that, as far as you're concerned, Cathal, will be considered, or you think it will at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Look, can I ask you, Cathal, separately about the wider reopening plans and restaurants? Very unhappy, a lot of them, with this idea that hotels can have indoor dining from June 2nd, but restaurants cannot. They can only have outdoor dining, and that's from June 7th. Can you explain that to the restaurants who are serving food, just like the hotels are serving food inside a building?
Yeah, certainly. Look, there's very mixed feelings. I've gotten quite a number of people in my constituency onto me today, and some delighted to see there's now a roadmap to some certainty appearing in the horizon after months of bleakness and uncertainty. So there's a 5-day differential between hotels opening for dining and restaurants, indoor and outdoor dining, and outdoor dining in restaurants. And yes, I mean, look, the reality is, in most cases, and okay, you will find anomalies, but in most cases, hotels are far vaster in terms of area. They're far more conducive to the type of dining and seating arrangements we will have going forward. Outdoor dining has been supported.
So it's because they have bigger. It's because they have bigger restaurants. Is that it, in hotels?
Not just that. There's a slight degree in every reopening. There's a slight degree of experimentalism here as well. And I think everything here we talk about, even though we're talking about sectors of an economy, there's health advice here. No, there is health advice, and a lot of this in June is contingent on the health situation being right. So look, I would,
Louise,
say,
what does Sinn Féin think of that? Because as Cathal says, a lot of unhappiness about it among the restaurant industry.
There is, of course, and there's not mixed feelings about it. I think they're very clear about their attitude. I mean, I will recall myself last year, I was in Kinsale, we stayed in a hotel, we went into the town for lunch, and then we dined outside, obviously. We came back to the hotel that evening, we had dinner, and we sat beside the same family in the hotel as we had done. And I think that...
Okay, so would Sinn Féin have allowed restaurant indoor dining at the same time as hotels then?
I think when there's inconsistencies and when there's anomalies, that leaves people scratching their heads. So what they want to see, and what the industry wants to see, is the epidemiological evidence that, you know, I mean, yes, if it's related to space, and Cathal made the point there that, you know, many hotels have bigger restaurants. But if you have a pub with a big restaurant, how is that not the same? You know, so I think people want to see some scientific epidemiological evidence I think it would be very fair if the government just shared that information. I mean, clearly they're saying they have it. Just share it with the industry. And I think that would actually sort out a lot of these issues.
All right, we'll have to leave it there.
I think there's room for refinement, Sarah. Could we brief just mention aviation? Because
no, we can't. I'm afraid I'm out of time, Cahill. Okay. But thank you very much. No doubt the next time we will be getting into it, because it is a big issue, I know, for a lot of people, particularly those working in the aviation sector. Thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin and Cathal Crowe from Fianna Fáil. We'll be back after this.